This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Shaoning and Julian. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking about Country Garden on their job cuts. But in the meantime, let's take a look at what's been happening over in Seremban. Because Seremban is now officially a city. So the Yang di-Pertuan Besar Negeri Sembilan Tuanku Mukhris Tuanku Munawir proclaimed Seremban as a city and opened the Seremban City Council on Monday.
And the Seremban City Council is a merger of the Seremban and Nilai Municipal Councils and began operations on 1st January. The former Seremban Municipal Council, Dato Zazali Salihuddin, is the first mayor of Seremban.
So for a better understanding of what a city status means, we speak this morning to urban planner and architect Mustafa Kamal Zulkarnain. Thank you very much for joining us, Mustafa. So what's the criteria here for a town to be upgraded to a city status?
Okay, before that, there are two kinds of cities, okay? There are cities by the local government, like Kuala Lumpur, and then there's another one by municipal councils. So the criteria for cities is their revenue and also their population base. So for local government, the revenue they should make is about 100 million minimum, and their population base should be around 500,000 for argument's sake. While the municipal council, it goes lower. You only need 20 million for revenue, and the population is starting from 150,000 people. So that's generally the two main criteria that KPKC set to be called a city.
And this may seem self-explanatory, but actually, what are the benefits of becoming a city?
Many towns want to convert to cities because, you know, it gives them a little bit of clout. It is a bargaining power with the government. You can actually get priority towards services, you know, like, for instance, better council services. Then you can have the power to actually increase the rates, and also bargaining power with the government in terms of what they need in terms of social service. That's the reason people, or rather towns, want to go to cities.
And in your view, are there any challenges when a town becomes a city?
This is two-way thing. One is the committee of the government that actually manages the city, and the other one is the residents of the city, right? So having been called a city, the residents will ask for better services, like, for instance, traffic management, housing provision, good public transportation terminals and public transport services, as well as solid waste management. So the challenges is both to satisfy the residents, as well as how this got to be managed with the income that the so-called city has actually got before they convert into city and after they convert into city.
And the Seremban City Council is actually a merger between Seremban and Nilai municipalities. Now, what do you think the rationale for that is?
I don't know why they merged Nilai and Seremban, but I can foresee it is actually future thinking. You know, this future thinking about Seremban is an in-between city, right? You have Kuala Lumpur, you have Putrajaya, then you have Sepang, then naturally you got Nilai, then Seremban, right? So that's actually a natural progression of a city. There's this buzzword last time, they call it conurbation, a joint of few towns or cities to actually form this urban form. Seremban and Nilai, they actually need each other because Nilai is there has got a lot of industries. So in Seremban, you cannot have industries. Even though previously Seremban got small little pockets of industrial plots that goes to Senawang, but I think Nilai is much more natural to be attached to Seremban due to its proximity. My take is it's actually a good move for Nilai and Seremban because that's actually going to be a new growth centre. Why I say a new growth centre? Because one of the areas in Nilai is going to be one of the stations for your ECRL, if I'm not mistaken, and also the HSR station. So that's the way that I look at it.
So, Mustafa, from your perspective as an urban planner, you know, what are some examples of Malaysian cities that have grown in positive ways?
Probably there are two. One is, of course, Shah Alam, and the other one is Johor Bahru. Shah Alam has actually grown leaps and bounds. It has actually grown in area-wide, and it's also grown in population, and it's also grown in terms of employability, in the sense that what sort of employment are available in Shah Alam. And the provision of open spaces has now also been top of the agenda for them to create a more sustainable and low-carbon type city for Malaysia. Then Johor Bahru, the Majlis Bandaraya there has actually created the balance between historical and also modernity in the city. To me, it has actually created better kinds of urban spaces as well as urban living conditions, but at the expense of the affordability of being in the city. That is probably one question that will be most asked by dwellers of the city. That is actually where, in my opinion, the cities have got this sort of push and pull thing, you know.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mustafa. That was Mustafa Kamal Zulkarnain, founder of Architect Mustafa Kamal, talking to us about the development of Seremban into a city. And actually, the Seremban city status was quite a long time in the making, because if I'm not mistaken, the federal government did actually approve an application for Seremban to become a city back in 2008 or 2009, and again in 2012. So they've been trying to get the city status for at least 10 years.
I wonder why it took so long. I mean, apparently it was held back by the previous Menteri Besar, Datuk Muhammad Hassan, because he wanted to focus on improving the public infrastructure and basic amenities first. But finally, it's got its city status. But I'm not surprised, because when you think about it, it's like almost like a satellite town of the Klang Valley, right? I mean, it's grown so much, KL City. So now you hear very often people living in Seremban and commuting to KL to work. And it makes sense, because there is the KTM commuter. So you can hop on the train and within 1 hour, you're in KL Central.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's pretty near to the KLIA airport. For example, Nilai is pretty clear, pretty near to the KLIA. And if they build the HSR, you know, the town can only grow from there, because it's just makes that particular strip in Peninsula Malaysia a lot smaller.
Yeah, but I'm curious, like, when you become a city, really, how much bargaining power do you have with the government for added services, right? Because that would be the reason why you want to give yourself or push for this city status being conferred on you. How much more funding do you get? I'm curious, you know, how much better services do you really get? Is it better lighting, better infrastructure, better roads? What is it? More police, yes. More social services?
I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? If you have a lot of people over there, the government would be forced to build those infrastructure to cater to those people.
It is, and it's a chicken and egg sort of a situation, right? It's kind of a cycle. The important thing is that also the new mayor of Seremban has assured Seremban residents that assessment and quit rent rates will all be staying the same. We have also been running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, would you rather Malaysia have a few concentrated big cities or many small cities or towns spread across the country? And do tell us why if you do vote on the poll. We've had about 34 votes so far, and a vast majority, 76%, have said they'd prefer smaller towns or cities. Continue to tell us what you think. Right now we're heading into the 7:13 news, and then after that we'll be speaking with Grant Bowers, Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Franklin Equity Group, on US earnings. That's happening after the 7:30 news. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.